You are now listening to a Poort FM podcast.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
Yo Kasi, yo Stasi.
Yeah, due to some issues at the gate, arme debiet no laat ingekom hier, so maar better late than never.
Ja, nee, hashtag current situation. Baie dankie, dat is op papla.
Ek het vir Debbie gevra om achter die bord te sit, want Debbie verstaan die bord, sit lang ook hier saam met ons gewerk in Poort FM. So Debbie, hoe gaan het?
Ja, nee, kijk hier so op papla. Oeh, Debbie, DWM is currently very, very busy.
Uh-huh.
Ja, nee, weet die game of politics is hectic, my broer.
Uh-huh.
So ons hol net. So ons hol, jong, die laatste 100 meter.
Debbie, ek wil begin om vir jou te sê, jy weet, current situation en situation right now, jy het die goeders famous gemaakt. Jy weet, het is nie makkelijk om een spreekwoord of iets famous te maak, laat allemaal weet. As een mens praat van current situation en mitigate, en dan weet ons praat van jou. Well done, met die man.
Ach, baie dankie, baie dankie, papla. Ek is nou lost for words, hashtag speechless.
Ek geloof dit het gebeur altijd met Debbie, ne? Nee, maar rarig waar. Een ding jy, die goede, en het kom al lang aan, het is hier net nou nie. Oké, Debbie, ons is nou hier so.
Mm-hmm.
Jy sê dit gaan goed. Man lief is ook hier, hy kyk vir jou.
Ja, nee.
Het jy nie verkeerd trappie?
Mm-mm.
Wie is Debbie? Waar kom Debbie vanaf? Hoe het Debbie nou in hierdie pool beland, waar ons nou so aan met mekaar is en waar.
Right, so Debbie, Debbie is maar een kind van eersteres. Mm. Debbie is a child of the soil en Debbie was baie jare in corporate. Ek was in banking in. En in banking in het ek baie geleer van customer service. So dit is hoekom ek so sterk voel oor customer service en hoe ons mense getreat word. Because when you know how to deliver customer service, you know what service you want to experience as well.
Mm.
Because coming from a sales environment, you need to always have a positive defining moment for a customer. Mm. So that the customer always come back and you leave a lasting impression with that person. So Ek glo in het, my motto is to leave a lasting impression with people, in their hearts and in their thoughts, and then also to create the impact waar jy is. So, Debbie Moses, ek is ook een SGB member, soos wat jy weet.
Mm-hmm.
Ek hardloop in hy sfeer in. Soos wat jy weet, die school waar ek dan surf, een paar jaar terug was ons in die pakel in. En ons het van die tijd af gewerk om die school weer mooi up-to-date te kry.
Dis PS.
PS voor jou.
Dis right.
So, ons school word nou tans as een van die skole geanskou. Hulle dink is 'n Model C school, maar is eindelijk maar net 'n local school. So, ons sê baie dankie vir die sponsors en die mense wat uitreik na PS voor jou toe, ons ouers, wat help, laat ons school vir ons kinders 'n beter plek maak. So, ek is baie passionate, julle weet, ek werk graag met die polisie. Al sê hulle, ek maak het hulle ongemakkelijk vir die een eerste is. Maar ja, ons moet maak dat hulle die dinge doen wat moet gedoen word. Ek werk ook saam met die CPF, met oom Derek en oom Bok. So, ons wil graag hê dat hy CPF tape regtig geactivate word hier in die twee sektes van eerste is. So, ek kan nou vir jou een mond vol gee van wie en wat Debbie Moses is.
Ja, break.
What moet ek break?
Break. It's your time, girl.
What is it? Oh, hashtag, I don't like to break with myself. Hey. En so, een paar jaar terug, toe besluit ek nou, ek ga nou die corporate environment nou verlaat. Die was nou die tyd toe ek nou finally gebesluit het, dit is nou wat ek nou wil doen met my lewe. Jy weet, ek was in een punt op my lewe waar ek gerush het van die werk af, huis toe, om in my community werk te kom werk. En dit het my siel opgestil, you know?
Mm, mm.
Ek het meer wakker of alive gevoel coming from work to come and work in my community. To say, nee, maar there's something wrong with this equation, you know. You need to jump out of bed in the morning to go where you need to go. But it was verse wise for me. Ek het liewes toe ek van die werk af kom, ingespring by my community projects. So dan het ek community meetings bygewoon. Jy weet, ek is mos oral aan die sien. Al my SGB meetings en net daar waar ek kan involve is, involve ek my. So ek is a firm believer, if you want to make a change, get involved. Don't sit on the sidelines, moet nie kom en skryf nie, get involved. Because your presence is really felt when you really get involved and you sit around the relevant tables to make their decisions, you know? You can't sit around a table and not be a part of a conversation. If you're sitting around a table and you're not having a valuable input, then sit rondom die verkeerde tafel, you know? Then it's time for you to basically change your table. So, ek glo, if you're sitting on a board, be on that board, serve on that board to your best of your ability, and magi changes. Don't just be there for a title. Be there for the change. Thy style.
Hoekom, you mentioned customer service. Hoekom is customer service so swak? Oor die algemeen, pas is oral waar jy gaan. Ek het 'n helse fight gehad met James Medical uit vandag. Oor customer service. Hoekom is dit so swak?
Jong, ek dink, dis maar nou my opinie, my two cents. Die level of maturity also plays a very, very big role. But nowadays, they just employ people for the sake of employing people because they need to fill up a certain position, you know? To deal with people, you need to have a certain level of interpersonal skills. You need to know how to interact with people. So die nuwe new age customer service van ons, hulle het nie nog tyd saamgebring nie. Hulle verwys jou sommer net na die next toe. So I think that all of our governmental agencies, ek weet nie hoe recruit hulle die mense nie, but they need to go back to the basics. They need to go and teach the agents customer service first off. They need to teach them how to deal with customers, if it's an irate customer, you know, because they don't know that basics. They don't know how to diffuse a situation. Hulle word liefste meer kwaad vir jou as enig iets anders. So we need to go back to the managers, because even the managers, let me just quickly share an experience with you. I had a situation at a post office in Silverton where the manager of the post office was very, very arrogant and rude. Ne? Van hulle die papier nie. Since January, February. So I actually went so far as to start the online petition for this situation so that they can go and investigate this, you know. They don't have papers since February, and all of that funds is being redirected to a post net down under, you know. So funds that is actually supposed to go to the post office services is actually going through to the post net. So there's something amiss there.
How? Who know?
Because they don't have paper.
Okay, yeah? Okay.
If you need to go and do anything at the post office, you need paper, you know? So I went there for a renewal of a license disc. So you need to have a copy of that paper and must your ID. Hey, so it's R4. So since February, they don't have paper. You can go and do the calculations. I don't know how many customers they see on a daily basis. So all of that R4 since February is redirected through to the post net.
Yes, I understand you now.
You understand? So, yeah. It's things like that. And then this manager was so arrogant with me. Baie, baie arrogant. Ja, ek moet nie vir hom vertel van die dai dai nie. So if your managers have that kind of attitude, then obviously your staff will also have that. So ek het 'n baie lank en stink e-mail gestuur vir hom, mense, met die online petition to say this is not the kind of customer service that we are going to tolerate. If these people are not appreciative of their jobs, then they need to find people that are going to serve us with the right attitude, you know? Because if you deal with people, you need to have a servant's attitude, you know? You need to want to help the people, not just want to get them out of here. So there's a lot of things that we need to change, you know? There's a lot of conversations that we will need to have with the top dogs to say, guys, you need to come in here, you need to look at the processes, because a lot of processes is not working. You know, it's just there because it needs to be there. A lot of things can be streamlined. A lot of things can be automated. But do they have the intellectual capacity for that?
Okay, Debbie. Sê nou vir my. Ek is nou 'n undecided voter.
Mm-hmm.
Hoekom moet ek vir Debbie stem?
Right. Putting me on the spot right here. Hashtag stay ready. So, ja nee, ek wil nie nog breek nie. Jy weet, ek is iemand wat nie nog lyk van baie praat nie. Ek hou net van aksie. So, wat ek gaan sê is, for the last 27 years het ons mense die kans gegee om vir ons te wys wat kan hulle doen. Hier in Eersteris het ons vir die laaste 5 jaar ook ons hoop en drome in iemand se hande gesit. Maar, okay, hashtag no comment. So ek vra maar net as Debbie Moses, aka DWM, dat ek ook maar net 'n kans kan het om vir Eersteris te kan bewys wat kan ek doen, because ek dink by my track record, dis ver, wat Eersteris van my, ja, weet hulle, ek praat nie net, ek, I dala what I must for results. So ja, as ek gaan die kans kry, wanneer ek gaan in office step, I'm putting it out there, claiming it, dan gaan ons seker maak ons werk met die mense on the ground level. Wie weet, baie mense praat van, we are working on the ground. Is jy rarig on the ground? Weet jy wat sê die mense on the ground? Sit jy in mense se sitkamers en dan luister jy rarig na hulle kwellings, because ek hou nogal van die. Jy weet, ek hou om met die antie en die oompie te gaan praat om te luister eintlik, wat is jou kwelling hier so? Because ons mense se issues is nie dieselfde in Eersteris. Point of order number one. Jy weet, as jy in Hoedspark se area bly, gaan jou kwelling nie dieselfde is soos iemand wat in Nantes in bly nie. Of in iemand wat in Highlands Park in bly nie. So, daai gaan basically my approach wees. We will not have a one shoe fits all approach nie. We will go in with specific focus target, you know, in die sector waar ons is, because it must different sectors must hier in Eersteris in. So, ja, vir die undecided voter, al wat ek net vra is, gee vir Debbie Moses ook net 'n kans, soos wat ons al die ander mense voor ons 'n kans gegee het. Dit is al wat ek gaan sê vir nou.
Okay. As het nog gee vir Debbie en die Patriotic Alliance kan.
Jy het ons nou gevra, ons nou vir Debbie, so you must be specific with your question. So kyk jy so pa, nou we will tell her what we must op allei fronts. Die ding wat vir my nou baie excited het, ne, is ons het ons nou ons upcoming manifesto nou in Yaldos nou, Saterdag.
Coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday, okay. Yes, on the 9th of October. So die manifesto wat het so nice maak is, all of our communities countrywide, they have their own specific manifesto per community. So as jou gemeenskap die probleem het, then you are going to focus on that. As ons gemeenskap die focus het, dan is dit ons focus vir die 5 years, you know? So it's not going to be a one size fits all, en hy gaan ons, no. We are going to really break it down and try to make an impact for that 5 years that we are really going to be in office. So, ja, nee, ek is super excited. Ek weet nie eens, moet ek nou al sê, wat is hy 5 focus areas, want ek wil net begin. Ek wil net, hierdie stories moet begin hier in die poorten. Like die changes kan gebeur. The sooner the better. So, the 1st of November moet nou aankom nou. Ja.
Dis warm in die studio. Unfortunately, our WhatsApps are down. Apparently, everyone's WhatsApps.
Yeah, it's in network.
There's no network. Ons kan nog nie vra, so dit, al die geselsie wat ek en Debbie mee maar hier het, is maar tussen ons. Gewoonlik, like ek het, as people ask their own questions about their own issues. And it's actually sad having Debbie here and these things are not working. Because I know everybody have something to ask, everybody have something to say, there will be a compliment here, a question here, a comment there, but I am so sorry, but as much as we embrace technology, we also need to understand that it's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, for all these years that I work at Port FM, this is basically the first time that something like this happened, and it happened now with Debbie, because I know people have a lot of questions. Maybe try the send it in via SMS and not via WhatsApp. Our number is 064-119-6071. 064-119-6071. 7-1. Now, that's the way I want somebody to give me a number because I am over 50 now. You know, you can't say 0-6-4-1-1-9-6-0-7-1. Then,
you said,
Debbie, will you say find you 5 points that you think our community need here in Estrus?
Well, ek het nou geluister nou na ons ander kandidate ook, jy weet. So, ek dink die fokus is relatively the same.
Ah.
Maar, ja, ons moet ook realistiek wees.
Yes.
You know? Mm. Sometimes wil mense miracles create, but they forget that we need to operate within a certain scope. We need to look at, are we really going to be able to do it on a local level, on a provincial level, of op a national level. So, ons moet maar ook maar net kyk. But ek is more than happy to share that 5 points. So, een van ons hoofkwellings hier so in Poorten is, ons mense het nie plek om hulle mense te begrawe nie. Jy weet, dit is altyd a burning issue. Want hoe gaan ons as ons eendag dood gaan? Want daar is nie weer plek in Eersteris nie. Ons graveyard is al vol. Jy weet, as jy nie plek het, waar jy op iemand kan begrawe word, dan moet jy maar buite kan Eersteris begrawe word. So, jy weet, ons het maar sy ou graveyard gehad, hier by die era situation, way back when, het hulle mos gesê, by die stene mos.
Mm.
Maar ek weet nou nie wat het gebeur met die graveyard, want is mos nou, daar waar die squat is ook mos nou is nowadays. So, een van ons focus is rarig hier in Eersteris, vir ons mense, sal moet wees om te kyk na cemetery space, om 'n nuwe cemetery space te try allocate, of te identify.
Vir Eersteris mense?
Vir Eersteris mense. Ek weet nou nie, jy weet, baie Eersteris mense sê, dat hulle het 'n probleem as hulle moet uitgaan, nie al Maapjes toe, of Ferry Glen toe, om te gaan begrawe, because baie keer kom hulle ook nie eens by hulle mense uit nie.
I hear you, Debs, but the thing is, you know, cemetery, if it's a cemetery, then it will be run by the city.
Mm,
and the city cannot exclude people from certain areas. So, hoe gaan jy dit nou reg kry? Of hoe dink julle moet dit werk? I mean, you can't have a cemetery for Eestris people, whether it's in Eestris or outside.
Outside. You
the
see,
cemetery should be there for everybody.
Dis die ding. Maar jy sien wat nou tans gebeur is, Eestris feed nou al die surrounding areas, sal ek maar nou sê.
How?
Kom ons nou van jou maapjes af.
But we are full now. Ons
gaan nou self uit. So tussen ons, jy weet ons is mos nou baie ward councillors of incoming ward councillors hier so. Tussen ons gaan ons moet 'n plan uitwerk. Jy weet, as parties, as councillors, gaan ons moet 'n plan uitwerk en sê, guys, ons weet ons mense het die spasie nodig. Waar kan ons a plek identify. Dit hoef nie specifiek hier te wees. Jy weet, soos wat ons nou weet, ons het mos 'n plek hier in, wat is die plek se naam?
Lady Selborne?
Nee, nie Lady Selborne nie. Hier by Trios.
Island.
Island. Daai stuk van ons. Ons het ook mos 'n gedeelte.
Ja.
Daarvan hoort vir die tree.
Ja.
Nee? Daar is ander plekke wat 'n mens ook kan na kyk, wat nog steeds wat in hoort vir die tree is, wat nie tans geutilise word nie. As jy, if you catch my drift, dan as baie open space. Né? Wat nie tans geutilise word nie. So, ons gaan moet 'n plan uitwerk. Ek weet nie presies hoe nie, die hoe en die wat gaan ons nog moet uitwerk soos wat ons aangaan as ons met die nodige mense praat, to find out if it is possible, if it is feasible. Né? Om die spasie te kan identify. So, dit is iets wat ons nou, soos wat die tyd nou aangaan, as ons met die nodige mense praat, en met die nodige councillors, om te hoor, is dit iets wat ons kan na kyk op a short term, of a medium term, of a long term solution, vir ons mense moving forward. Al is dit ook nie eens in ons term, maar laat dit net iets is, wat kan na gekyk word, vir moving forward. Dan die tweede enetjie is die water en ligte story. Weet ons mense het baie kwelings aan met City of Tshwane, die estimations, die overbilling. Ooh, ons mense het so baie kwelings daar met City of Tshwane. So ons pres het gepraat van hy 000. Hulle moet die mense se stories afskryf.
Almal.
Ja,
because ons Tshwane.
Kyk, hulle het dit al in ander gemeenskappe gedoen. So as dit in ander gemeenskappe, hulle het gesê die laaste keer in ons community meeting, Mr. Randall Williams, en wat is haar naam, Mary, nee, dit was nie gedoen nie. Hulle het so gesê.
Ja, hulle het.
Hulle het so gesê. Maar ons Vera was in sekere plekke, was haar stories afgeskryf.
Was het individual of soos die hele Nantes of die hele Eesteres of die hele Ward 43?
Dit was een hele gemeenskap. So ons moet ook kyk dat ons onse mense probeer help. Onse ou mense saf en outans. Onse ou mense kan nie bijhou by die tariewe wat hulle betaal nie. Hulle kan nie eens die prepaid afford nie. Hulle kan nie hulle rights in Texas afford nie. Baie van hulle kan nie eens op die POP kom nie, want hulle kan nie qualify nie. As hulle vrou, hoekom kan hulle nie qualify nie, dan kan hulle ook die antwoorde kry nie. Because hulle offices is in Mahube. Onse mense moet so ver gaan. So, onse mense kry nie eindelijk die service hier nie. Jy weet, as onse mense moet meter readings doen, kom ek gaan net een simpel voorbeeld al gaan doen. As onse ou mense moet meter readings doen, hulle weet nie, dat is een app, iets van een app, wat hulle net die meter readings pik kan vat en dan upload hulle om nie. Nee, hulle kom nog Civic Center toe, kom geer het in. Betek hier is die Civic Center offline or whatever the case might be, dan staan onse mense hier so. Of hulle moet mams toe gaan. Dit is nou die reality, waar hulle kar het of jy kar het, die betekent met een tak-tak. So, dat is baie kwesties. Hier kom ons nou weer terug naar die customer service story toe. Dat is baie kwesties, because onse mense kry nie die antwoorde wat hulle nodig het by ons eie kantore nie. Jy weet, as jy kom en jy het inquiry op jou bal, soos miscellaneous charge, hulle kan nie vir jou sê vir wat is dit eindelijk. Gaan tramshed toe, dan moet jy nou tramshed toe gaan, of jy moet nou weer Mahube toe gaan. So, daar is baie goede wat ons moet na kyk. Affordability, ons moet kyk hoe moet ons mense educate, because soos wat ek nou gesê het, ons ou mense weet nie hoe om technology te gebruik. En dit is waar na ons toe nou na toe beweeg. Dit is ook waar die mense van City of Tswane gesê het, hulle gaan nou kyk om hulle systems nou te update en al die stories, laat alles nou online wees. Maar hoe gaan ons die ou mense ook nou with the times hou? Jy weet, gaan ons nou mense uitstuur om die mense te help? Ek weet ook nou nie hoe gaan hulle nou dit doen nie, but they are looking to work towards that, to a technology-driven customer service.
As jy nou counselor is,
yes,
what would you do regarding that problem or that issue?
Somebody billing of somebody die processes.
The technology thing.
Well, ek dink ons sal definitief moet saam met City of Tswane officials, ons sal moet met hulle mense gaan praat, ons sal moet met hulle software of hulle IT mense gaan praat, so dat die things are interlinked. Baie kere word die systems en die goede geduplicate. Dan word die customer service turnaround time, dat word verleng, as langer as wat het moet wees, you know? Because you need to send an email to a certain place, om jy waar gaan kry nou een reference nummer, you know? So dat vat tyd. So they need to simplify some of these processes. Make it automated, yes, but simplify it. You know, when you send the email the first time, soma get the generated reference number. You weet, dan krijg jy soma die reference number. Give us a time frame. It will take between 3 to 5 days for this to happen. If it does not happen, then there need to be like another avenue where the residents can escalate it through to, you know. Maar nou hulle loge net laat jy hang. Jy pjal en jy pjal en jy kry reference nummer op reference nummer en sê hulle die job is al toe. Maar die job is nog nie gedoen nie, you know. En dit is ook daar waar hy story inkom wat ons vraag, maar eindelijk, wat word die service providers eindelijk voorbetaal, you know. Because hier is nou een job card. Die reference nummer is daar, maar die job is nie gedoen nie, maar die job card sê, the job is done. You understand what I mean? The job is completed. Maar dan moet ons weer bel, vir die selfe story, dan kom maar weer nog iemand uit. So, hoe kan twee mense een probleem kom regmaak, maar die probleem is nog steeds nie regmaak nie? You understand what I mean? So, waar toe gaan hy fondse eindelijk? Wie word eindelijk geservice? So, ons moet die vraag begin na vraag, you know? En dan, nummer 3, the big one, jobs, economic empowerment, hier in Eersteres, onse mense nodig werk. We all know that without a job, hey, kan jy nie provide nie. So we need to teach our people how to fish, Ons moet hulle nie net die vis gee nie, we must teach them how to fish. So ek is so bly vir al die amazing opportunities wat nou in Poorten kom. Jy weet, Wuma is ook mos nou hier. Die hele die bakel van die gekappery en die goed is nou verby. Soos nou die customer service en die sales en dit wat inkom. So ek is so excited because it maak nou opportunity op vir ons jong kinders.
Heet dit?
Ja, dit het.
Wow.
Wuma is tans besig. Saterdag was David by PS4E. Nee? Hy is 'n man wat werk saam met Wuma. Wuma Tel. En hulle doen excellent programs. Hulle was in Phoenix, Ekurhuleni, all over. Hulle is nou tans in Soshanguve nou besig. Saam met die program wat hulle youth vat in die community in. Om die initiative te drijf. So hulle, basically hulle leer die kinders hoe om agents te wees. Hoe om hulle eie entrepreneurs basically te wees. So dan run die kinders nou die besigheid nou na later toe. En dan het hulle ook die die sales agent waar jy weet as jy Wuma in jou area net, en as jy nou wil opsign, right? Dan kan jy opsign deur een van die agents in Eerste Rissin. Deur fly.eerste Rissin. Dan kan jy nou saam met hulle opsign vir die Wuma.
Did they start already?
Yes, it started already. Mm-hmm. Ek dink Eerste Rissin weet, maar weet nog net miskien nog nie van het nie.
Okay, I haven't seen on Facebook or
nee, dat is WhatsApp
groups,
daar.
But it's good if it's there.
It's already there, ja. So, dat is goed wat nou al reeds in proces is. En ook gaan nou saam met die initiative, ne? Gaan hulle twee van ons youth vat, ne? Dan gaan het soos apprentice, jy weet die apprentice shows. Dan gaan hulle die kinders nou die program vat om te wys as jy nou jou eie besigheid wil run. Dit is wat jy nou moet basically doen. En dan op die ou einde, dan gaan jy nou jou besigheid nou kry.
Mm.
You know? So dit is eindelijk een baie, baie excellent opportunity. So is twee van ons eie local youth. So ek kan nie wacht dat ons kinders op die TV sien nie. Like julle kan sien hoe lyk het as iemand ons kinders net een opportunity gee. You know, sometimes nodig hulle net a opportunity, net a voet in die deur in, om te wys wat kan hulle doen. So, ja, ek is baie, baie, baie excited vir die. And then obviously, die illegal foreigner story, you know, most that is very, very big on everybody's...
Number four,
ja. Big on everybody's lips, the undocumented foreigners. Jy weet, ons het nie een probleem as jou papier en jou goed reg is, maar maak maar seker jou goed is reg, you know.
Mm.
Because a lot of times we have the foreigners in our communities, and when crime and things like that happen, we don't know who to go and look for. We don't know who to track because you know why? They are not somewhere registered on a system. You understand what I mean? So we need to look at these type of things. We need to look at how are we going to make Easter safe, you know? How are we going to secure our jobs for the locals? Because baie mense kom aan sê hulle, but die mense kom aan kom vat hulle ons werk. So we need to have a balance of that, you know? So, ek weet, dit gaan een mammoth task wees. So, ek sê maar net hashtag putting it out there. Just make sure that your papers are right. Jy weet, as jou papieren reg is, if your papers is right, dan het jy ons nog nie probleme nie. You know? Maar as jy nou weet, jou papieren is nie reg nie. Hey, pak maar nou al asjeblief. Comply or why?
Kijk, ek moet sê, ek stem nie altyd met hom saam, maar ek het hom gesien op TV, julle leier. Keten, en het gesê, jy weet, as die PA 10 o'clock wen 3 o'clock my hulle wei. Because die leaders is so pap vandag, because hulle is so bang om iets te sê, because why, dit gaan ons xenofobie klink, dit is die xenofobiekie, om vir jou eie mense eerste te kyk nie. Want, ek is ook nie racist nie, ek is ook nie xenofobiek nie, maar die klomp illegal undocumented foreigners in die landen, maak laat die dat die mense in die land nie die entry-level jobs gaan kry. Gaan kyk amper al die spas. Gaan kyk amper al die restaurante. Dit is ons job wat ons students gedoen het. Wit students ook, zwart, black, allemaal. Vir hulle sakgeld verdien het, anders het hulle studies betaal. Want tips can be big these days, you know. So, ek moet sê, ek stem saam met Kate in die gevallen. En dit is nie xenophobic nie.
No. You know what? We must stop being so oversensitive on certain issues. You weet, sometimes I'm wel ons te oversensitive is. Sometimes we must just look at the reality of the matter. You know?
Yeah, and sometimes it's just the bang wat gaan aan die mense sê. Number five.
Ja, nee. O, number 5. O, kyk hier, sorry, mense wil my mos net al aangerante daar, so nantes in twee gaan, besig was met die special voters registration.
Vandaag gesluit, nee?
Vandaag gesluit, ja. Ons het nog vanoggend die laaste special voters gedoen. Ek is so trots op die gemeenskap van Eerster, as ek wil net sê. Hey! Hulle het uitgekom toe dit sak gemaakt het, hoor. So, die title deeds. Jy weet, mas onse mense sikkel mos nou al vir jare met die title deeds, nee? Ons het al councillors gehad wat gekom het en gegaan het en gekom het en gegaan het en ons mense se title deeds bly net agter.
Dis die title deeds vir?
Die two rooms.
Die two rooms.
Ja. Die two rooms kom ons nou al van 2011 af. Winston Campbell se tyd. Toe was daar ook lang community meetings ook mos nou gehou en so aan, maar niks het nog gematerialise. So ons is ook nou moeg dat ons mense so moet sukkel. You know, ek weet nie of mense, if they don't understand the power of a title deed. Kijk, a title deed gee jou a sekere amount of power that you can use as leverage. Mm. Ne? So just imagine, never in your life, ne? Want baie van ons mense het al dood gegaan, hulle wacht nou nog vir hulle title deeds. Never in your life have you ever had a privilege of having a title deed in your hands and you are 80 year old, want jy wacht nog vir iemand om vir jou die ding te issue.
In die flats?
Die flats ook. You understand? Daar is baie, baie pockets van as mense wat nou nog wacht vir hulle RDP-huise ook. Maar ek, Fanny, ek het gister so geskrik by die flats, ne? Want toe sê die een auntie vir my, sy moes net haar sleutel op gaan tel het. Ek hoop die auntie luister nou vir my. Die auntie sê sy moes net haar sleutel opgetel het. Sy het al reeds alles geteken.
Mm.
Alles was geapproved. Sy moes net haar key gekry het. Toe sy weer gaan na die offices toe, toe sê hulle, nee, sorry, auntie, die papiere is weg. Die huis is iemand anders huis.
Just like that.
Just like that. Ek moes gister hy auntie convince om 'n special voters forum in te vul, ne? Want sy het gesê, sy is so moedeloos, sy wil eens weer vote vir iemand nie. So, en hy is a groot auntie. You understand what I mean? So, my hart word baie, baie seer, as ek sien hoe gaan ons mense dinge deur, en dan lyk het, lyk ons klagtes val net op dowe ore. Dis waar lawaai ek so.
Jy het nie saam in die anti probeer gaan om te hoor wat sê hulle, die situation gaan mitigate.
Nee, die situation gaan ons definitief mitigate, glo my. Ons gaan dit definitief mitigate. So, sy kry vir my al die pipe trail, saam met wie sy gepraat en waar en waar. So, ek gaan dit graag, ek gaan dit 'n plig maak om uit te vind wat het gebeur, because if it can happen to one, met hoeveel ander het dit nog, het dit nie gebeur nie, vraag ek nou myself. As het nou met die een antikon gebeur het, hoeveel ander mense sit hier so en wacht vir een huis, wat nooit gaan kom nie, because iemand anders het jou huis. So, dit is die goede wat ons moet gaan na gaan kyk. Ons gaan een nachtmerrie dier die dag vraag, daar by die departments, because ons gaan, ons soek die vraag, ons soek die antwoorde. Ons gaan vraag en ons soek die antwoorde. Because die tyd wat ons vraag en hulle ignore ons is verby. Ek sê ook maar net. Ons gaan kom met krag. Ja, dit is wat ons gaan doen.
Oké. Okay. As Debbie know the elections win, what is your plans for this ward? How will you run it? How will your organigram look? Who will work with you? What are you going to do?
Okay. Ek dink, ek kan net dankie sê. Ek kan net dankie sê vir die Here. Ek kan net dankie sê vir my gemeenskap van Eersteris, né? Dat hulle vir my vir die afgelope 5 tot 7 jaar, they put me in the real school of life, sodat ek kon sien hoe moet dit werk in regte lewe, you know? Sometimes it's nice to sit in a boardroom en om templates op te trek, but it's actually nicer if you are on the ground and seeing how it actually needs to look. So, mense soos die polisstasie, die polisse, mense soos die CPF, is mense wat ons gaan moet aan ons kan kry. In terms of, they need to step up their game. Ons as residents in Eersteris, ons gaan ook ons part moet speel in ons different sectors. Play your part where you are. Stop complaining. You know, get involved. As jy weet as crime in jou area, get involved in a neighborhood project. You know, in a neighborhood watch.
Absolutely.
Get involved, you know. kry die apps. Ons het al die apps wat ons ook nou kan download om te trek wat gaan aan in ons gemeenskap. Get involved, wees op die chats. As jy hoor van iets, moenie net daar stil sit in jou corner en dink, ach, now it doesn't affect me, now it does affect you. You know? Ons moet ook leer om met ander leiers te kan werk. Jy weet, ek is so bly vir my experience met die voters registration wat ons gehad het, né? Where I could actually engage with a different leaders of the other political parties om te hoor, but okay, what is your plans if you are going to be nominated? Jy weet, is ons op dieselfde wave level? Are we aligned? Jy weet, because it's no use you have this plan, but everybody else is not aligned or in sync with the vision. So wat ek nou al gehoor het, is ons allemaal is op dieselfde vision. We all have a common goal. Ons wil Eersteres regryk. Jy weet, dat is baie, baie goede wat ons moet doen in Eersteres. But we can only do it as a collective. We can only do it working together. So ek het so baie geleer op working on the SGB om te werk met onderwijsers, né? Dit is so nice because we all have a common goal. Dit is die kinders, né? And if we can adopt that mindset, that paradigm shift to say, guys, this is for us. We will take ownership of what is happening here in Eersteres. Jy weet, moenie een kan staan en sê, no, it doesn't affect me. No, it does affect you. In some or other way, it will come back and have an impact on you. So we need to be vocal. Julle weet, ek is baie vocal. Hey, we need to be vocal. We need to stand up for what we really believe in. Ons moet saam met mekaar werk. That is a given. Ons moet cross-collaborate. I am a firm believer in cross-collaborating, not just here in your own community, but also in different communities, because you can also learn a lot from other communities, what is working for them, and maybe try and adopt it for what is ideally for us here. So for my, ek wil saam met almal werk. Like I said, we will go into the different areas, the different sectors, find out what is the specific problems in that area, and aan werk ons met die leiers van die area. You know? Moenie, don't go and try and reinvent the wheel. Nee. Werk met die leiers wat al reeds daar is. Die leiers daar weet al reeds wat is die issues on the ground. You understand? So I just basically want to plug in with them, work with them, van hulle weet al reeds wat is, wat is die stories. You understand? En dan ook die different ward committees, ja, ons gaan ook aan nou moet kyk nou in die different areas in. Jy weet, maar dit moet ook mense is wat wil. It's no use you are just having somebody there just for the sake of having somebody there, but hulle wil daar wees. It must really be people that want to be involved.
Moet hulle PA wees almal?
No. They don't have to be PA members. Ons moet vereersteres. So even though we wear the different color t-shirts, as the goal and the vision of still the same.
It's 8 o'clock here on Port FM. We are going a little bit after 8 because Debs did arrive a little bit late, not due to her own things. I know Colvin would have sent this message. Hi Debbie, this is Colvin from the Eersteres Football Association. What are you going to do about our stadium? The toilets are so dilapidated. And that's his main concern. But I think it also includes the other sports facilities. I mean, look, our tennis courts.
Did you see that all Palisades was stolen? Ek was so geskrik toe ek dit sien. But yeah, with the issue of the stadiums, Pete, what's his name?
Pierre.
Pierre het ons laaste keer in ons community meeting gesê, hulle gaan emphasis maak om seker te maak, die velde is reg, wanneer ons mense die velde nodig het vir February, dat is iets wat gaan aangaan. But, mense, as 'n gemeenskap van Eersteres, we will need to take hands, firstly, and take ownership, because that is our stadium. Ons allemaal het daar gehardloop. Ons allemaal het daar voetbal gespeel, of cricket gespeel, of rugby gespeel, of iets gespeel. So ons moet asseblief saamwerk. Ons gaan definitief die mense van Parks, Pierre en Span, we are definitely going to get involved with the necessary departments to ensure that they maintain after fixing it, because it's not fixed as yet, dat moet nog eerst gefix word, en dan after the fixing up, dan moet het gemaintain word, maar dan moet ons ook kyk na security, because it's no use we are fixing these things, and then we don't have adequate security om onze plekke op te passen. Because ons weet mas nou wat gaan aan. Onze goede word gesteel vir die scrapyards.
Yeah, because it's also due to the drugs, man. You know, those guys, they're so idle time and they need to fix. And everything that they can sell, they...
Even die koppe drade ook, ne? Mm. Onze mensen, se kracht drade, dat hou nie. Die koppe drade hou nie. So, I'm just putting it out there as well. Al die mensen van die scrapyards, wat so al die illegal goed te koop. Ek sê maar net, just don't do it.
But there is legislation on how scrapyards should operate, but it's not enforced.
It's not.
Yeah.
So that's why I say that we as a community, we will need to work with SEPs. We will need to engage the Metro Police as well in certain aspects. Laat hulle ook bietjie hulle werk kom doen hier so by Region 6. Sê ek ook maar net. Laat hulle kom. We need to enforce that bylaws. Hulle moet kom en hulle moet die bylaws kom enforce hier so. You know? Because it's no use. Jy weet, ons het net een wenie in Eersteres. By die polisstasie. Ek is al so moeg van die story. So ek wens, ons kan net al die papieren, the paperwork of all of the vehicles, I wish it can be sorted out. Ek wens die tyres wat die werk, dat is ons klomp stories wat hulle sê, wat gepaard gaan met die vehicles, wat ons maar net staan by die impound. So laat hulle dit net uitsort, you know? Ek dink dat hy gaan ook een van my hoofgoedjies wees om te sê, ach, kan ons toch net nog paar wens, toch kry mense, hier by die poort. Van ek is ook nou moeg om my kaart te gebruik, soos 'n poliskar.
Debs, I cannot let you go without asking this question about, a few weeks ago, you were not the candidate, there was some stuff going around on Facebook, and then you were the candidate again. What happened there?
Ja, nee, ek het gedink het was amper klaar. Right, so in the words of my press, ek hoop julle het my press alive gewatch.
Nee? We watched him.
Die AGA.
Yes.
Ja, nee, hy het gesê, ja, nee, mense moet vir homself engage rondom die story, because this was an executive decision, ja, hulle het vir ons al twee, vir Virginia Kepler en vir myself nodig gehad vir die campaign, because we are planning on winning Tswane. You know? Yes. So, due to that executive decision, as current now the Ward 43 candidate, and Virginia Kepler is ons deputy mayor candidate for PA.
So you say everything has been sorted now?
Everything has been
together,
sorted. Yes, we
hand are. Hand
in hand? Hand in hand. We are pushing Tswane forward. Yeah, they must feel us. So ons is all over. Soos wat jy kan sien, ons was nou die last weekend in Soshanguve for ons VD training. Ons gaan nou, with this coming Saturday, gaan ons nog hou Eldos toe vir ons manifesto launch. So ons is baie, baie bezig. Ons het die tyd vir roemersie. We do not have time for couch politicians. Ja, nee. Kijk, so die politicians hier on the ground level is bezig om te werk, mense.
Debbie, is there anything that you want to add that I didn't ask you?
Well, from my side is, I want to implore, ek vra asseblief mooi eersteres, let us start to get involved. As ons vra vir community meetings, vir public participation, in sekere dinge, kom julle asseblief uit. Jy weet, ons mense hou mos nie van participate nie. You know, so if we are not going to get involved, if we are not going to participate, if we are not going to raise our issues, then the relevant people are not going to know, you know. So ek is hier om te luister, ek is hier om in te vat, I'm here to sponge, I'm here to learn, né? I am still a virgin here in the politics, maar ek het gesê, we will come and change the face of politics, yeah, as we bring the heart of politics, and not the art of politics, yeah. Van ons gaan nou die politicians wys how it's supposed to be done, you know? Putting the people first, yeah, en nie die ander goede nie.
You know, Debbie, recently there was elections in Zambia, and the president won after his sixth attempt, and he's a billionaire. So you can think how much money did he involve all those campaigns that he have lost. So I wish you luck, and I want to tell you, judging from your track record where you're coming from, if you don't win it now, it's not to say that the community rejects you. The universe is saying, not now. So don't give up whatever you are doing. That current situation, mitigation, always do it. Because I know you for a very long time. And I know you didn't do this to wear that t-shirt. You didn't start off with wearing a t-shirt and then you started with your current situation. Your current situation, helping people, solving problems, came long before you decided to wear any t-shirt.
Correct.
So, what I want to tell you is, like I said, I wish you luck. I wish you win. But if you don't give up. Don't give up. You're very young and you're nog lig ook. Ligte mense lewe baie langer. So, don't get despondent, really, because not now doesn't mean no, no, we don't want you. We don't want you at all. It just means not now.
Yet.
Then go back to the drawing board, work hard, work with a counselor.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get skills and, you know, even who, doesn't matter who the counselor is, if it's not you.
Yeah.
You will learn something if you work to him, because it doesn't help us starting a fight now after the elections. Yes, we can differ with each other, we can debate, and we can have small and yana fights, not big fights. But let's say on the second they declare the winner, from there on, you work with your counselor.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean not holding him accountable. Mm. It doesn't mean asking tough questions, but it means work together, hear what he's saying, what is his vision, what is his mission, how are we going to get to the end goal. The end goal is obviously to make our ward a better ward. Drugs is a world problem.
Mm.
It's not a South African, a Gauteng, a Pretoria. Mm. It's a world problem. But in our ward, we want to fight it. We don't want it.
Mm.
It's fine with the other wards and the other countries and the other provinces if they lack on that. Mm. But the leaders of a community, the leaders of this ward must take hands. The councillor, all the 23 who have lost, and us as well. The radio station, like Port FM, should come on board. The CPF need to be strengthened.
Mm.
You know, when Bok and Derek, they work their dingers off.
Mm, exactly.
You understand? And the others that's there.
Mm.
But imagine we have a CPF in basically in every ward.
Mm. That is functional.
Functional.
Yeah, because now we have a CPF, but it's not really fully functional. You know?
It's like people don't want to go there.
Mm. Yeah, because there's almost no stipend involved. But all right. Now, definitely, I am definitely planning on doing that. Whoever will be nominated, if it's not me, I'm definitely going to work with that leader. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, now we are not sore losers. Ons gaan dala what we must for results nog steeds hier so vir Poort. So baie baie dankie. I will definitely take that to heart. Yeah. Because nog baie jonk, yeah.
Thanks, Debbie.
Baie baie dankie, papla.
Thanks, hey.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
Your kasi, your stasi.